Yeah. And if a person can move in that direction, then they realize that the path is simply a path through their own perceptions. And the object of the path is to find doorways within one's perceptions through which one can move to broader conceptions and broader conceptions until there's no conceptions left at all. And nobody aware that there are no conceptions left at all. And that's a sage. And they say that the part of the reason that they teach, in addition to compassion for the suffering of humanity, is that the law of the universe is the law of sacrifice. And those of you who spend time in nature know about that. If you look at the sun, it's just sacrificial totally. It's not taking anything from anybody. Just endless giving. So if a person moves in these directions, a person begins to realize that it's about giving. It's not about what I get. It's especially not about what I get out here. Because when I die, or when this body I'm walking around in dies, everything I got out here is gone. So it's not really about that. So at some point a person has to not necessarily get rid of all that stuff out here. That's just foolishness usually. Okay, I'll just give it all away and then I'll be spiritual. So you're sitting somewhere having given it all away, thinking about all the stuff you gave away. Which means you haven't given it away. You know, you just removed it from your field of vision. But the trick is to remove it from your mental field of vision. And you can do that without giving it away. And then I might be clinging to my so-called intellectual possessions. You know, I might not be materialistic, quote-unquote. I've transcended all that, but I'm real proud of my intellect. So I'm clinging to that and making an identity out of that and trying to get you to identify me in terms of that instead of my house, for example. So there's another thing I'm clinging to that's holding me back. My fine intellect. Or the worst case scenario is I'm clinging to some so-called spiritual condition. That makes, there are two things going on. There's me. Three things going on. There's something called, I'm calling a spiritual condition. And then there's somebody called me, and there's something called clinging to it. This is my spiritual condition. I certainly hope you can all appreciate it. Yeah, with or without robes, you know, or other accoutrements, you know. So they teach that to get to the zero, to really understand the zero, which is ultimate reality, one has to let go of all these things to which we cling, including our so-called spiritual condition, if we think we're, quote, in one. Because in the end, when the body goes, all that stuff goes with it. It all goes with it. So it's better to be a zero, bottom line. Just be a zero. Who are you? Nobody. What are you up to? Not much. What you see is what you get, you know. You think there's more going on? Let me know what it is. Yeah. So they say that people are moving in this direction. They get to the point where it's actually a required point, apparently. Kind of like if you're apprenticing to some art, there's certain required things you have to learn how to do. Well, if you're apprenticing to the spiritual art, one of the required things is the one's required to actually do one's duties in the world, whatever they be. It's called Dharma in the East. But, you know, there are certain duties people have, acknowledged or not, and they're to be done if a person's to make any significant progress through this enterprise. A lot of the ancient sages spoke of duties to one's parents, for example. Because if it hadn't been for them, you wouldn't even have the opportunity to pursue anything. You wouldn't be here. So there's these different duties, and it said that people trying to move toward the zero principle, on the one hand, they're concerned to do whatever their duties appear to them to be, while at the same time realizing that nothing that they're doing has any effect whatsoever on the ultimate nature of things. In combining those two perspectives. It's like a Shakespearean play. If you have a part, you play your part in the play. But hopefully you don't forget that it's a play. But you have a part. Maybe even tried out for it. You know, yeah, I got the part. I get to be a killer. Yeah. So it's kind of the paradox is to play the part while being simultaneously aware that the part you play has no bearing or effect upon ultimate reality whatsoever. But it might have a bearing upon non-ultimate reality, which is what we call human birth and karma. Because we live in a causal universe. You science guys and gals know that. Even you non-science guys and gals probably know about causes and effects. And the main thing about the zero principle is that insofar as a person can find it on any plane at any point in time, in the zero principle there are no causes being made. So there are no effects to come back. Which is why they say sages, even though they're out here in the world apparently doing all these things, aren't doing anything. Things are being done, but there's no one doing them. They're being done from a zero point. So there's no karma being created that's going to come back to such a being. But most of our causes aren't coming from a zero point. They're coming from some perspective we have. So they're going to have effects, positive or negative. And part of the effects of the causes we've all sown so far are the fact that we're living the life we're living right now. Where we are and how we are. We're all only experiencing the effects of our own causes. And that goes hand in hand with an awareness that everything I have, not to denigrate it, but everything I have is nothing but my own perceptions. Period. So to broaden those perceptions, one way of going there, well, if all I have is my own perceptions, then how do I know all this isn't just happening in my head? Because there are 6 billion other human beings walking around the planet with you right now. And as the Dalai Lama pointed out, he said, if you get too far into consciousness, and realize it's all perception, which it is, you at the same time do not want to make the mistake of forgetting that there are all those other beings out there, most of whom are suffering and need some light.